Hi everybody, today I'm going to experiment with a new way of connecting with you, which is through audio. I'm doing this because I happen to love audio posts and blogs, and recently I have become enchanted by audio books on Audible. So I'm like, okay, let me try this. Maybe some of you might enjoy it too. So I'm not sure if you happen to catch my previous post, which was the writing as an act of manifesting part one. If you didn't and you'd like to take a look, it's on my website shantaniraja.com, and click on true stories at the top menu, and you'll find it there. That was my last post. So in my last post, if you did read it, you might have noticed, which would have, you know, you would have received it via email. So at the end of that email, you might have noticed that I said I'm going to talk about the next step in manifesting, writing as an act of manifesting. And so I'm going to share the next segment of that process, which is the process of writing as an act of manifesting and creating what you want in your business through writing. So the next step in this process is one of my favorite segments in the process, and it has to do with infusing your written words, the words that you write, with your emotions. So this is pretty simple. This part of the process is pretty simple, but there's an important key that you need to keep in mind. Your feeling or your emotion must come from a real place. It needs to come from an authentic place. So how do you do this? The first bit of this is to, how do you infuse your words with emotion? And before that, let me just quickly say why you need to do that. One of the most important things, reasons behind this, is because when you infuse your words with your emotions, your authentic emotions, people can feel that, because I think of words as vessels of energy. Every single word that you write carries energy. And when you write from a place of being real and having real emotions behind it, authentic emotions, genuine emotions, it's infused into your words. This is how I've written for clients and for myself. This is how I have created sales pages, in some cases $1 million sales pages that go on to sell over $1 million worth of that offer and that product. And it's because it, you know, I feel what I'm writing. It's real. So the thing to do, the most important thing to do, is to tune into that emotion, to identify what it is that you want to convey in your words, and then tune into it. So if, for example, if you're writing a post and you want people to feel motivated, you need to tune into that yourself and then share it with people. So how do you do that? How do you tune into that? So that's going to be my next post. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be like leaving you on a cliffhanger, but these audio posts, according to the tech side of things, can't be too long. So I'm going to come back with the next post, and that's going to be about connecting, how you're going to be tuning into your, in bringing forward an authentic emotion so you can infuse it easily and naturally into your words. All right, bye, and until the next time, bye, and have a lovely, lovely day.